Fox Warren right there with Deadhead, a track from their second album, appropriately titled Fox Warren 2. If you're enjoying what I'm playing right now, then that makes me very happy, as it is my job to bring you all the latest and greatest music from all around the world, all over Australia and all over Sydney, and that is what I'm doing right now. A couple weeks ago, I played a track off the new EP from local singer-songwriter Jude Pascal. The track that I played was called Green Fire. It's very soft and beautiful in both sound and lyricism. And the EP, which is 5 songs long, is called For the Time Being. Again, it came out just a few weeks ago. And today, not only am I going to play some more tracks from that EP, but I've got Jude Pascal right here in the studio. Jude, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
So great. How are you?
Excited to be here, man.
I'm excited to have you. Now, I wanted to start by asking about the recording process for this new EP, because I know that you said that you've recorded it all to tape. Now, for the unacquainted listening right now, what does it mean to record on tape, and why did you decide to do things this way?
I guess I was interested in recording to tape from the music I've listened to, pre-internet.
Mm.
That's sort of all my favorite music.
Who are some of the artists that we can call to mind?
Neil Young gets a good sound.
Yeah. I've heard him talk at length about his like veracity for recording to tape.
Yeah, and I suppose I've done a contemporary music degree at the conservatorium. You can sort of learn a lot about production and recording. And it's funny, I've been there for a few years now, and the more you learn about all the effects that you can throw on.
Mm.
For me, I've just kind of gone the opposite way, in a way.
Yes, yeah. So you haven't like kind of touched anything up post recording. Is the logic behind that? Does that extend from the recording to tape?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the format of it means that it's so hard to make an edit that you're just better off getting it all in one take to begin with.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a very, very DIY project, the EP.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you can play with, do a EQ on it, but aside from that, what you hear is what you get.
Well, you can very much tell on the studio recordings of all the versions of the songs. It sounds very like you're kind of in the room when it was played, but you have said that you're never going to do it again. Can you kind of explain a little bit behind that?
One of the appealing things about tape is that it kind of sounds a certain way, and I suppose that's not really the reason I was recording to tape in the first place. And it does become a lot of added steps that you have to go through to transfer it onto your computer and make sure that everything's right. So I think I'll be able to achieve the same sound just on a laptop.
Yeah.
When I can afford to get a new one.
Yeah. Were there any like kind of crashing? Did it crash at any point, or were there any like huge problems that you came across?
Oh, it dies once you unplug it.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
Well, I hope you can get a functional laptop sometime in the near future. Maybe you can you'll kind of play around with whatever you record with the next time you put something out. I'm going to play a song right now. I'm going to play one of the new tracks, I'll say, one of the two tracks that we heard for the first time when the EP was put out. It's called There There. Can you kind of explain a little bit behind the recording process here? Because I know that there's a bit of an orchestra in this song, which is a little bit different compared to the other songs on the EP.
Yeah, there's a string quartet. And I'm working with 4 tracks. So on most of them, there's obviously guitar on one, vocals on another. And for this track, 2 tracks left, I did a string quartet.
Mm.
That was recorded actually at the Annandale Creative Arts Centre where we did the EP launch. It's a nice big hall.
Yep.
So that was quite simply, it was sticking up a microphone vaguely in the direction of the quartet.
Yep.
Kind of arranged in a little semicircle. And then hit play. I think we did 2 takes. So it's the second take, the hearing. And then the 4th track is some harmonies from one of my favourite singers in Sydney, Betty.
Oh, yeah.
And her backup vocalist, Maya.
Betty is playing in Sydney on the 27th of July with Ant Gallery and Jude Pascal. So you can get Ant Gallery, Betty, Jude Pascal all on the same night. And I'll put the link to get tickets for that show on the 2SER website just after this interview, but right now I'm going to hit play on one of these new Jude Pascal tracks. This right here is There There.
As it were, in a manger on a chair, there was something in the air above her head. And all I got, someone tied up into knots, then the ceiling lifted up and I saw God. And it said all things that are fair, deep inside, always there. Someone made me up to teach you how to care. There, 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 and also there, there in the air. And as it were, never apricots or pears, only apples that she knew were never hers. And the message that I got, someone tied up into knots, then the ceiling lifted up and there stood love. Love said all things that are fair, they are laced inside the air. You can have them only once, you know they're there now. There, 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 and also there, there in the air. There, sister and your brother.
That right there was There There. It's one of the tracks off the new Jude Pascal EP, which is called For the Time Being. I'm chatting to Jude Pascal live in the studio right now. He's got a few shows coming up as well, so if you liked the sound of that, then you can get tickets. I'll put them on the 2SER website. The first show is on the 10th of July at Midnight Special, and the second is on the 27th of July at the Vanguard, and once again, that is with Ant Gallery and Betty. And Jude, I was talking to Mitch the other day, who is the host of another show here on 2SER, Reverie, which you can hear from 8 to 10 a.m. on a Saturday. And he pretty much said, and I'm going to get this wrong, this isn't verbatim, but he said, "I'm not really one who will actively engage in the lyrics of a song, or I don't ever consciously remember lyrics." But he said that your music and your lyrics are the exception to this rule. You know, he'll listen to a song and without even knowing, he'll remember the words. So I was wondering if you could kind of talk about the vetting process for the lyrics behind these five songs here.
Wow. It's kind of high praise.
Huge compliment. Mitch, if you're listening.
No, Mitch, I'm the same. I was always the same. 14-year-old me used to listen to dubstep. Not many lyrics in
sound bites
in that. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think if you're working with as little as I do, maybe just guitar and vocals, there's only really so much you can do. I mean, I do like interesting chord progressions, but if you have a melody, it's, you know, you're wondering how do you make it interesting with words.
So you start with the melody and then you kind of work what you want to say after developing the melody.
I suppose so. And I guess the question is really, what is there to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you just say whatever you're thinking,
Whatever fits. Yeah, there's no real easy way to answer that question. I'm kind of waffling.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't worry. This is 2SER. I waffle all the time. I'm often in the studio by myself, but luckily I'm joined with you right here, which means that we're waffling together. That's
beautiful.
What we do here on 2SER. Now, as I've mentioned twice already, you're playing two shows in the next month. You're playing July 10 at Midnight Special and the 27th of July at the Vanguard with Ant Gallery and Betty. Once again, you can get tickets for these shows on the 2SER website right after the show. I wanted to ask, given you're kind of a one-man band, do you bring anyone on stage with you or do you just do the thing solo?
Yeah, I mean, at the launch we did on the 20th, you know, we brought up the quartet. They jumped up. I actually went around tapping everyone on the shoulder that I knew was there that could sing. They all got up and sang the backing vocals.
Did they know that they were going to be doing that?
I messaged around. I think I know that for a fact there were some people there that just kind of jumped up because they thought it was funny. But it sounded really good.
Yeah, well, if you're listening right now and you attend a Jude Pascal show, there's a small chance he might tell you to come up on stage and have a bit of a sing with him. So you never know what will come at you at a Jude Pascal show.
Yeah, but I was playing with a trio. Mm. We've got really good drummer Gabe and a guy on keys called Nick, who he does kind of the same thing as the guy on the Doors. We'll play the bass with his left hand. Keys with his right.
Genius.
So it sounds like there's a phantom fourth member.
Wow. Okay. There could be a ghost on stage. You never know. Someone's possessed.
I think Kit jumped up and played some harmonica as well. That was funny.
Well, was again, you never know what you're going to get at a Jude Pascal show. And I kind of wanted to ask you, Jude, about your influences, or maybe not even influences, just what you kind of like to listen to while you're in the process of recording this EP. I know we were talking off mic before about a particular Crosby, Stills and Nash track. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, I think the first time I heard this song was maybe 2020.
Yep.
It's called Guinevere. And what I like about it is that it just has a very unusual progression and melody as well. And it just kind of ties together into this very... So to me, it's like eerie, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just different. That's what I love about new music that comes into my life. If it's just a little bit different.
From the last thing you heard.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, especially in terms of chord progressions, I think.
Yeah.
There are so many options that you can take to make a song feel different than usual.
Yeah.
There's so many options and people just go for the same ones.
Silly. People are silly.
Play around with your chords.
Yeah, do whatever you want. That's the message from Jude Pascal right now.
There's lots of chords.
Well, I'm going to hit play on this Crosby, Stills and Nash song, and I will say it is the fact that we're playing a Crosby, Stills and Nash song is consistent with the other influences you spoke about a little bit earlier in regard to the process for recording on tape. Of course, Neil Young isn't on this song, to my knowledge. That's enough for me. I'm just going to hit play on this track. This right here is Guinevere. It's by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Sorry, no Young.
Neil Young was probably in the studio out the back somewhere.
He was having a smoke. He was on Smoko. All right, here's the song.
It rains. peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me? Guinevere drew pentagrams like yours, milady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the wall. She shall be free. Her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored for a day. Guinevere had golden hair like yours, milady, like yours. Streaming out when we'd ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free.
You're on Newfangled right now. My name is Josh, and that track right there was not a new song. It's an old song. It's called Guinevere. It's by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And the reason I played that was because it was a request from Mr. Jude Pascal, who I have in the studio right now. He's playing two shows in the next month, or three shows, I should say, actually. I missed one of them. July 10 at Midnight Special, 27 July at the Vanguard. And Jude, what was the third one?
There was another one in there, the 19th.
There we go.
Kelly's with a band from Melbourne called Convenience Store.
You heard it here first. So be at one of those gigs. Again, 10 July, 19 July, 27th of July. You can go to all three if you want. So much good new music. And we've got, again, got the new one from Jude Pascal. It's an EP. It's called From For The Time Being. And it is one of the best pieces of music to come out of Sydney this year, in my opinion. It is beautiful. It's soft. The lyrics on it are amazing, and again, it was recorded to tape, so it's got a very beautiful kind of raw and lo-fi vibe about it. So I would definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't already, or if you enjoyed that song that I played before. And Jude, you've played some other shows in recent weeks, and you've been joined by a couple of other local legends. Are there any in particular that you have been kind of digging lately?
Yeah, I just played the EP launch with had a band called Gold Coin Donation kicking off the night. We had Banana Farm on support.
Yeah,
been really digging their new EP that they just put out. I think it's called Walls Away. No, it's called Banana Farm. It's self-titled.
I'm going to hit play on this Banana Farm track, but first, Jude, I wanted to ask, any parting words that you have for the people?
Good question.
It can be anything you want. It can be your thoughts on the world. It can be your thoughts on music. Maybe a type of animal that you've really been digging lately. It can be anything at all. Anything on your mind.
Well, I think about this sometimes when I come home from a show, maybe particularly satisfying shows, and I think, wow, you know, there are all these people here that came together and watched this show. For every person that was there, there was someone locked in their bedroom scrolling on Instagram Reels instead of getting out and getting amongst it.
If you're scrolling on Instagram Reels when you could be seeing Jude Pascal on the 10th of July, the 19th of July, or the 27th of July, then you're just silly. Go out and buy a ticket.
There's so many good bands out there. There are so many good bands, especially in Sydney. I don't know what it is, but the bands here have just been providing.
There's something in the water.
Get to a show.
Do it.
It's good fun.
Don't be silly. Well, once again, I'm going to put all of the ticket links for these upcoming Jude Pascal gigs on the 2SER website. I'll do that right after the show. I know I often say I'll do it after the show, but I do it a few days later. But trust me, this time it'll be on time. But right now, I've got a track right here from Banana Farm. They played a show with Jude Pascal a few weeks ago, and they put out their self-titled EP this year as well. So this right here is called
Walls Away.
Your smell is